Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Up for you at Steve Gruber's show Facebook page, the Steve Gruber show Facebook page. They're taking polling and want to know if you're more or less likely to support Brett Kavanaugh based on what you saw yesterday. Did you watch the whole hearing? Did you get snippets? Did you let CNN run it through their sewer filter? How did you arrive at your conclusion as to what you saw? I see a lot of folks believe that it was just kind of a setup, that she felt staged. And one would wonder, she doesn't know who paid her for her polygraph test. Her lawyers are apparently working for free, but they're not. They're getting paid somewhere. Trust me, they're working for free, but they'll be compensated. Make no mistake. You know, our next guest, by the way, is working for free because I can't afford to pay anybody. I'm cheap. Steve Doolin here. No fooling, it's Doolin. Welcome back, Stevie.
Thanks, Gruber.
Good. Is your hair wrecked? Your eyeballs bleeding? Did you just roll out of bed? What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, snap two, son, snap two. A licensed attorney, real estate broker, a member of the board of directors, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. All right, so here's the deal. Tell me, Doolin, give me some hope that we have not arrived in a place in America where an accusation without corroboration of any sort, in fact, less than corroboration, rebutting of witnesses by people saying we weren't there, have no idea what she's talking about, I don't even know Brett Kavanaugh, and so on and so forth, that the mere accusation, even though it's rebutted, is enough to destroy a man after 26 years in public service, including on the second highest court in America. Help me here.
Well, this has been going on college campuses for years. Now the general public is becoming aware. This is what's been going on with allegations of sexual misconduct of various types in the kangaroo courts that exist on university campuses. Exactly what we just saw for the past couple of weeks in the Supreme Court nomination.
Character assassination, complete destruction, the politics of personal destruction. This goes on college campuses as a matter of routine practice.
Absolutely. Go back a few years to Mattress Girl. You remember Mattress Girl? What turned out to be, I think I can safely say, a false accusal, a false allegation, and she didn't get what she perceived to be justice, so she decided to carry a mattress around with her on campus for a few weeks at her college.
Yeah.
And that made national news in some quarters. Some of us were sort of vaguely aware of it, but it's exactly the same kind of thing. And it's been going on for years.
What about the Duke lacrosse team? A dragged through the mud for months and months and months, and, you know, and ground up by the likes of CNN and others because they jumped to conclusions. Oh, they must be telling the truth. How could they be wrong? And yet they're wrong. You look at Rolling Stone magazine and the exposés that they write about sexual assault on campus that are completely false and have to be retracted. And Rolling Stone got sued, by the way, and lost big on that one. And it goes on and on and on.
Exactly.
And repressed memories. Don't I remember a story or two about like child daycares and repressed memories and people going to jail, and then it was all bogus? Do you remember these things?
Oh, absolutely. And it helps us to understand those crazy people in Salem, Massachusetts, all those years ago, calling each other out as witches, and the mass hysteria, you can understand a little better when you look at the modern versions.
Yes. All right. So let me ask you this. First of all, you're an attorney. You've been in the courtroom. You watched this yesterday. Did you believe her? Was she a believable witness? Because I thought she was a sympathetic witness to begin with, and I thought he was in deep trouble. What are your thoughts?
She was. I agree completely. You know, after her testimony, it looked like this was going to be a problem for the judge, and I think he did exactly what he needed to do, which is express some real human emotion. I could see the pain of a parent when talking about his 10-year-old child asking to pray for the lady. I think he turned it around. And I think when you've got no corroboration, and you've got, kind of tie goes to the runner sort of a situation. I really do think he turned it around, and I think he should get the vote.
I think he did the impossible. I think he pulled a miracle. I think he did something that I've never seen before. Hopefully don't have to see again, because I hope we have stifled this new norm of just attacking people and destroying them and the politics of personal destruction. But what he did to come out and take on the Senate directly and call them out for what has been a character assassination, that they've created this despicable scene in front of everybody. I mean, can you imagine sitting in a foreign country watching Senator Whitehouse or others questioning Brett Kavanaugh about entries in a high school yearbook? Are you kidding me? It's embarrassing, Steve.
Yeah, and we lay it all at the feet of Feinstein. She made the decision. She decided to bring this up at the last minute with this unsubstantiated so-called anonymous letter. It looks like her office probably leaked the letter and the identity of the accuser. This is a person who apparently had a Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years and was either aware or unaware, neither of which is a good situation. And she made this judgment call. There is a villain here, and her name's Diane.
This was a set play. Make no mistake, and it's not just Diane, but Diane Feinstein, who personally, in a phone call we learned yesterday, told Dr. Ford to hire the Katz Law Firm, personal friends of hers. Interestingly enough, the Katz Law Firm also represented accuser number 3, Lisa Swetnick, in a case 15 years ago. Ironic, isn't it, that Katz is connected to at least 2 of the 3 alleged accusers in this matter. But Diane Feinstein not only told her to get this attorney, that attorney then said, let's get this lie detector test. This was all 6-7 weeks before she ever went public, but she never intended to go public. Those are two things that were never answered yesterday. If you didn't intend to go public, why did you hire an attorney? If you didn't intend to go public, why did you take a polygraph test? Those questions were asked and not answered yesterday.
No, the questioning that was done was gentle, excessively, maybe too gentle.
And that's okay.
And it wasn't the kind of thing that would have happened in a court with a true defense being put on.
But in the end, no harm was done. And the defense of Brett Kavanaugh was left to Brett Kavanaugh, except for one really extraordinary moment. And I have to say, my God, I admit it. I take back all of the terrible things I said about Lindsey Graham, which is a lot. I've said a lot of terrible things about Lindsey Graham over the years. I take them back, all of them. Lindsey Graham stood up and did something I've never seen before in a place I've never seen it. He was angry, and he has every right to be angry. And he stood up, and he eviscerated those people on the other side before their shameful behavior. I'll give you the last word.
Well, my understanding is Lindsey Graham served as a judge in a previous career. And I can tell you from experience, when the mild-mannered, soft-spoken judge suddenly gets angry, it really catches your attention, and it makes you feel that what's being said in that moment of anger is real.
Really important. Really important. Doolin, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Same here.
Don't miss the polls. Yeah, don't miss the polls on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Go there now. Be right back.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, Go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for Celebrating the Sanctity of Human Life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have my parents couldn't have. I'll even make, because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices,
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child. The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.